Swerve verscheen vorig jaar het debuutalbum Range, Race en onlangs een single. What was your single call? Your last single call?
Never lose that feeling.
Right. Adam, Jimmy, Addy, Graham, welcome to Villa 65.
Thank you.
Your music seems to be firmly rooted in American rock music, which is pretty rare for a British band. Why is Minneapolis closer than Manchester?
Well, I mean, the Americans invented rock and roll, you know, and people like Jimi Hendrix was American, and the Stooges were American.
Your voice sounds very strange. It looks like there's a battery running down in your voice, but it might be an amplifier as well, is it? Oh, it's an amplifier. Right.
Oh, what, you mean that
that's
our amps,
yes.
Yeah.
Right. Indeed, you are making a lot of noise, even without playing.
That's right.
But sorry I interrupted you, please continue.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, well, a lot of American bands are good, you know, we like a lot of American bands, like, I mean, we like a lot of English bands as well. There's not a lot of good bands, you know.
I mean, we don't think of ourselves as particularly American sounding, you know. A lot of people do, you know, I don't know why. It's probably because of all the lyrics about deserts and all that kind of stuff.
Ik stel de Swerve Driver de vraag of hoe het nou komt dat hun muziek zo stevig verankerd lijkt in de Amerikaanse rockmuziek. Dat is inderdaad ook wel zo, maar dat komt eigenlijk door niet meer dan dat ze nou toevallig eenmaal van een heleboel Amerikaanse bands houden. Toevallig ook van veel Engelse bands. Your records are released by Creation, the label which is the home of bands like Primal Scream, My Bloody Valentine, well, not anymore, Ride. In what way do you feel related to those bands? Is there something like a Creation feeling?
No, there is a Creation feeling. It doesn't necessarily mean that all the bands sound the same. It means that I think a lot of the bands on Creation have got the same kind of attitude, really.
And that is? That attitude?
Hard to describe.
That's the attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, what do you
that's
want?
Right. Trying to be, you know...
A bit more experimental.
Experimental, think, really, and new, you know.
Right.
That's the thread that goes through all the sort of Creation bands, I think, or most
right.
of them.
Swerve Driver zit ook op het Creation label, ook wat zeg ik, net als bands Primal Scream, My Bloody Valentine en Ride. Wat hun verbindt is vooral de houding, die niet helemaal een houding is van bekijk het maar toch een houding van enige afwijkend gedrag ten opzichte van de rest van de platenwereld. With your album Raise, I had the impression that not every number was equally well balanced as far as strong rhythm, strong melody line, strong lyrics were concerned. Was that your opinion afterwards as well, or just mine?
Some of the songs sound different because they were recorded at different times. Obviously, like Mustang Ford and Rave Down came from different sessions. That's me. That's a different sound on them, definitely.
Yeah. But that didn't answer my question.
Sorry, what was the question again?
Well, did you have the opinion that the there were some tracks on the album which were not as equally well balanced as other songs?
Well, you mean like the mix or
no, not especially the mix,
construction.
But a strong melody line, strong rhythm, strong.
It was quite diverse, I guess. Yeah, I mean, going from Sci-Fly, the first track, to like Leave Me Where You Dare, the last track, is completely different sort of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Er staan nogal verschillende songs op het album die ik zelf nogal niet allemaal even goed uitgebalanceerd vind in een ritme, melodielijn en teksten, maar tot twee keer toe was het antwoord hierop ontwijkend en noemde Swerve Driver de songs in ieder geval zeer verschillend en heel divers. As far as I can understand your lyrics, they're not as much concerning social issues as relational topics, love, a lot of love.
Perhaps?
Why perhaps? You never listen to the lyrics yourself?
Well, they're not specifically about anything a lot of the time.
Pardon?
They're not specifically about anything a lot of the time.
Uh-huh.
And if they are about social issues, they're kind of like subtly about social issues. A Rave Down's about social issues, you know.
Uh-huh.
Kill the Superheroes in a way as well.
Yeah, because I couldn't understand the lyrics always very well.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lyric sheet with it, so... The text of Swerve Driver gaan in het algemeen over een heleboel verschillende zaken en meestal nergens over, hoewel in sommige gevallen toch wel over sociale onderwerpen en natuurlijk af en toe over de liefde. One short last question. This afternoon you went to a coffee shop, which is well known. No, you didn't?
What?
Oh, I heard about that.
Well, some people may have gone. We didn't. Uh-huh. I think we went.
No,
we didn't go.
You didn't go?
Nah.
So I don't have to ask what your favorite drugs are.
Well, we wouldn't answer even if you did.
Pardon?
We wouldn't answer even if you
oh,
did.
You could, that's something you can't do in Britain,
it's
can
very,
you?
It's very personal.
No, you can do it.
It's very personal what sort of drugs you take.
If you want to do it.
And then they'll throw you in jail.
If you're doing a public place.
If you're stupid enough to get caught.
Uh-huh.
Or if you deal it.
Okay.
That's well, then, the same over here, isn't it?
But then again, I mean, we didn't go anyway, so it's irrelevant.
Don't mention it then. Then let us guess when we listen to the music.
All right.
Please go and play. What tracks are you going to play, by the way?
We're starting off with Sandblaster, then we're going to do a song called Hands.
Hands. Okay. Mijn laatste vraag betrof het drukgebruik van Swerve Driver, maar zoals wel bekend mogen Engelsen daar geen antwoord op geven van hun moeder, dus dat deed Swerve Driver in dit geval ook niet. Misschien kunnen we het gewoon aan de muziek van Swerve Driver aflezen. Hier is Swerve Driver.